Sometimes it can take just one person to change the course of your life for the better. At high school, Ken Rippon got off to a bad start, and he was fast becoming known as the rough kid in the neighbourhood. This is Ken's contribution to our Life in 500 Words series on the theme of a turning point.
I've had a few turning points in my life, but none as fundamental as the one I experienced as a young boy starting high school in Adelaide. I'd managed primary school very well, but when I started high school, I fell out badly with the headmaster because I felt that learning Latin and French was not for me, as I had already decided I wanted to be an engineer. The headmaster was furious with me for objecting to language study. So after a tumultuous first term in the A stream, I was sent down to the D stream, which was made up of kids who were really struggling and mostly just waiting to reach an age when they could leave school. Added to this, home life was problematic because my parents were in the last stages of an unhappy marriage that eventually ended in divorce, so their minds were occupied with other things. I reacted to all this by heading down a slippery slope of misbehaviour. And I mean real misbehaviour. Together with some of the other D-stream boys, we gave teachers a terrible time, and we eventually managed to virtually destroy our classroom by ripping out sections of the wall lining and covering the damage with posters until it was all uncovered at the end of the year. Outside of school time, I was getting a reputation as a rough kid in the neighbourhood. This was a critical point in my life. I was very close to crossing the boundaries that lead to getting on the wrong side of the law. Then, along came a teacher who was somehow very different. Firstly, he'd been an AFL footballer, so he immediately earned respect from all us rough boys, and he took on the job of coach of our football team. He had a manner of being able to walk into a classroom and command the attention of even the roughest boys. I immediately took a liking to him, and I felt for the first time that the feeling was reciprocated. Very soon he took me under his wing. He steered me through the first 2 years of high school, made it known to me in small ways that he cared, and I sensed that he had expectations of me that I didn't want to fail. Under his care, I gradually worked my way back up the system and eventually finished high school. I then went on to university and completed an engineering degree. 10 years after graduating, I wrote to him, care of my old high school, to tell him how much his kindness and interest in me had helped me at a critical stage in my life. I was living abroad at the time and didn't give a return address, so I was never certain that he had received the letter. I didn't even know if he was still at the same school. Many years passed, and I sometimes wondered if he had received my thank you letter. Just a couple of years ago, I attended a reunion marking 50 years since we started high school and learnt then that the teacher had stayed on at the school for nearly 30 years and so would have received my letter. I learnt at the reunion that he had passed away only a year or so before, so I followed up with an email to the family expressing just how much of an impact on my life their father had been, and I received a lovely response from the family. Teachers often get a hard time from students and parents, but I feel I owe much of what I have been able to do in my life to this one teacher, a teacher that really did help create a turning point in my life.